Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't know if it's just because I haven't celebrated a Valentine's Day with a partner in nearly a decade.
Oh my God.
But... I'm sorry. It's a made up holiday. It is the dumbest BS ever. I don't want a card. I don't want a heart shaped box of candy.
I don't think I do.
On that day, how about the day after or before, but not that day where we're told we have to.
It's just dumb.
Thank you.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I have not been there in so long, but I just am like,
it was fun in elementary school when we would build the little mailboxes, but that's it. I'm with you. It's stupid.
Okay.
Thank you. It's contrived, forced. Yeah. It's not genuine.
It was created by jewelers.
Thank you. And Brock's.
Yeah. And all the stuff you can get is tacky. It's all tacky. Crap. And then they do these expensive prefix menus, and you're just like, blah.
Thank you. It's all about
getting this is a hoax. This isn't real.
I can't say anything. I just feel like it's one of those things. I agree with everything you're saying, but I feel like if you were in a great relationship right now, you would like it.
You think?
I do, because I feel like when somebody goes, I don't care about this at all, and I'm going to do a rant about it, means you kind of do care about it.
I used to care. I used to dread Valentine's Day and be like, I'm going to do a Galentine's Day then, and I'm going to self-love, treat myself to whatever, and now I'm just like, this is dumb.
Right.
I don't care.
There's no basis in reality for it.
Well, and I will say this. I think why Steve is applauding the most is because in addition to it being created by Brock's and jewelers, it was definitely not created by a man.
Yeah.
It was not. Because Valentine's pretty much a one-way street.
Yeah.
It is. And what you used to always say, give her something on a random freaking Tuesday.
Yes.
Why do you wait until the one day you're told you have to do?
Yeah, red roses on that day. Everybody jacks them up that day.
Thank you.
Or you're at the gas station buying them from a dude with a 5-gallon bucket out there. Yeah, no, I agree.
It's all profit, Mark.
But there's no day for guys where it's a reciprocal where you're going to do what we want.
It was created by a pope.
Shut up. Oh, because it's Saint Valentine.
Saint Valentine. Yeah.
But who's Saint Valentine?
I
wouldn't think. Yeah. You're a saint usually because in those times, because you were in
chased.
A war.
Yeah.
And you were a Catholic warrior who did something. So what?
It wasn't love. Let me go look that up.
Oh, man.
The festival, which celebrated the coming of spring, included fertility rites and the pairing off of women with men by lottery.
Whoa.
Oh, so maybe. Now I like it again. Let's go back. Let's make Valentine's great again.
Can we get tickets at the kiosk?
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.